Fads come and go, and nowhere more than in the world of weight loss. That's why Noom's weight management programs are made to last. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
And welcome back, everybody, to another edition of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Monday, August 26th edition. Got a 7-game slate on tap for you on this Monday to get back into the grind of MLB DFS on the week. Should be a fun one. Hope everybody had a good weekend. I know the NFL preseason chat Discord on the Quant Edge had a really good weekend. Lots of green screens popping around in there. I've been trying to tell you guys, get in there. They're crushing it. They're going to have a big, big football season. Got one more week of preseason to go. All the teams play this Thursday night. Highly recommend getting in there, getting your best ball strategies before the season's over with all the Andrew Luck news, the Lamar Miller news, all that stuff. And if you buy the NFL package for $149.99, use promo code Bubba, get the rest of MLB free. So you can try both out and see how you like it. So I really, really recommend checking all of that out. Also, if you give a rating and review on iTunes, I'd much appreciate it. Now, we get a rough 7-game slate on tap. Really rough. Yeah, Pirates, Phillies, total 9.5. Cardinals, Brewers, 9.5. Reds, Marlins, 8. A's, Royals, 9. D-backs, Giants, waiting on the total there as Tyler Beedy looks to be starting that one. DraftKings has Derek Rodriguez. It's one of the two, but everywhere else I look has Tyler Beedy. Dodgers, Padres, 8.5. Yankees, Mariners, waiting on that one because Mariners using the opener to get to Tommy Malone. So you got a couple of things to do there. Weather-wise, Oakland and Kansas City, wind blowing in from left field about 10 miles an hour. It looks like it's raining pretty hard throughout the day. It starts dying off as the night goes on, so maybe a late start. And then they get going. The season's getting late, so they got to get all these games in. They'd rather not do double dips. So keep an eye on that one because if that game gets taken off the map, we're in a lot of trouble. A lot of trouble because pitching is butt. I tweeted out some things last night. The highest priced pitcher, another high priced pitcher, how weird the slate is. But we've been saying it forever. Sonny Gray has not gotten the respect he deserves because he's always below $10,000. Well, I guess it just takes a really, really bad slate to get get Sonny Gray the respect he deserves because he's $11,200 now. Talk about a price jump, folks. He's been no higher than $9,700. Well, he was 10-2 back in July. It was last year, 97, 94, 81, 86, 91, 97. Well, now he's 11-2, and it only makes sense. He's been getting 25 or more points in 4 straight starts. And he goes up against the Miami Marlins in pitcher-friendly Miami, which is a great spot for Sonny Gray. Miami strikes out 25% of the time versus righty. Sonny Gray, 29% K rate, 52.5% ground ball rate. Miami's got a 3.6 team total. Lefties, 301. Righties, 266. 280 wOBA, 122 ISO versus righties. Sonny Gray, great play tonight. 11-2 is super expensive, but I tried my damnedest to make that one work. You got Waino at Milwaukee. Milwaukee just got to him pretty good last time. Wainwright's been good at home, really rough on the road. But then Homer Bailey at $9,100. You want to talk about a guy that no one's going to own and has some really interesting upside? Since coming over to Oakland, he's been much better at home than on the road. But it's mainly he's been better at pitcher's ballparks. I talk about it a lot. 26.6 at home against the Yankees. 32 at the Giants, pitcher's ballpark. At the Cubs, minus 8.3. Home against Milwaukee, 15. Home against Texas, 22. At Houston, great offense, more of a hitter's ballpark, minus 17. Home against Seattle, 21. He's been very, very good since becoming an Oakland A in pitcher-friendly ballparks. Kauffman Stadium in Kansas City is very, very pitcher-friendly. The Royals' offense can be sneaky good, but with the wind blowing in, and you got to watch the weather, though, with the rain, but the wind blowing in and they get to start, Homer Bailey, as crazy as it sounds, and it's only because this is the slate we're on, at $9,100, has some slight appeal to it. I'll be honest, some slight appeal. Brad Keller in the same games, $8,800 cheaper. He's been outstanding since the All-Star break. He's raised his velo, 18.5 points his last time out at Baltimore, 14, a dud, then 22, 13, 23, 21, and 32. Been looking really good since the break. It is the Oakland A's, though, and that offense is very, very good. When you look at Brad Keller, the A's strike out 21% of the time versus righties. Keller's 17% K rate, 50% ground ball rate. So Keller's strikeouts have gone up since the break with that increased velocity, but still relies a lot on his defense. The A's have a 4.83 team total, third highest on the slate. Lefties 337, righties 323 versus Keller, and the A's obviously hit very well. When you look at Homer Bailey, Kansas City's got a 4.2 total. That's third lowest on the slate. Lefties 295, righties 366, and the Royals a 311 Woba, a 165 ISO versus righties. So that's why I'm looking at Bailey and actually saying there's a chance that he's in a good matchup. It's just Homer frickin' Bailey, and anything can happen. The last guy in this 8 and 9K range here is Dustin May of the Los Angeles Dodgers. The ginger guard coming back to the bump. He was in the bullpen for one outing, got beat up by Atlanta in the bullpen, but his previous starts, 21-8 at Miami, 21-2 against St. Louis, looked very, very good in those two starts. Gets a San Diego team you know you can take advantage of. A San Diego team that strikes out almost 26.5% of the time versus right-handed pitching. Made 19% K rate, 43% ground ball rate. San Diego's got a team total just below 4, second lowest on the slate. They have a 299 WOBA, a 165 ISO versus right-handed pitching. Now, we assume May can still go 5 or 6 since he only missed one start. He skipped one start. We're going to see that with these young arms. We know how it goes. You know, give us a start or two, take a little breather, get the innings so we can use them for the postseason. We're going to be used to that. That's September baseball. We're basically there. So Dustin May, I would assume, still goes 5 or 6 at least in this start. Really good matchup against the Padres at $8,500. I'd imagine he'll be quite popular, but rightfully so. We look at this 8 and 9K range. I actually have Homer Bailey 1, Dustin May 2. I have Dustin May 2 based on chalk and not knowing exactly how long he can go. And then Brad Keller 3. Regardless, this is a mess, as you can tell. When you go into the 7K range, you got a couple nice options here. Jason Vargas, $7,900 at home against the Pittsburgh Pirates. A couple things to like here. Vargas, ERA below 3 at home with the Phillies this year. Averaging almost 16 points per start, which is very, very nice. Plus, he's facing a Pittsburgh Pirates team that's horrible versus left-handed pitching. They don't strike out a lot versus some 17% K rate. Vargas has an 18.5% K rate of his own and a 40% ground ball rate. But when you look at Pittsburgh, a 4.5 team total, lefties 288, righties 314 versus Vargas. And when Pittsburgh really gets it broken out, a 292 WOBA and a 138 ISO versus left-handed pitching is very, very, very bad. They are not good versus lefties. So on a slate like this, Vargas is 79, worth a look. Pablo Lopez making his return for the Miami Marlins. He had an arm injury, was out for a while before he got hurt. 17, 22-5, 29-1, 18-5, a minus 2, and then a 32, a 23. The dude was dealing. He started to figure it out towards the end. He's been out since June 15th. He's made a couple rehab starts through 6 innings his last time out on Wednesday, but he only threw 70 pitches. So you'd imagine he's probably going to be about an 80 to 85 pitch count. So keep that in mind. But $7,400 in pitcher-friendly Miami going up against the Cincinnati Reds, who strike out 25% of the time versus right-handed pitching. Lopez, 23% K rate, 49% ground ball rate. A Reds team with a 4.4 team total, that's fourth lowest on the slate. Lefties were 314, righties only 266 versus Lopez, and the Reds a 312 WOBA versus righties. So it's risky because he's not going to go too deep. It probably has similar risk to Dustin May, to be honest. But the upside is definitely there with Pablo Lopez at $7,400. I think it's a sneaky nice play down here. I got Vargas 1, Lopez 2. Lopez 2 only because I am concerned about the innings. But I feel like if I get 5-plus from Lopez, he could definitely bring us back value at $7,400. Especially on a slate like this. You just want guys to go out there and give you innings and give you chances for double-digit 15-plus point games. And Lopez can do that at $7,400. And then if you drop down, there's really no one I like below Lopez. Tommy Malone against the Yankees, I'll pass. J.A. Happ versus the Mariners. The Mariners will be a sneaky value for you tonight. Eric Lauer versus the Dodgers, pass. Joe Musgrove versus the Phillies in Philadelphia, I think I'll pass on that one. If I have to, I can look back. But, you know, Musgrove's been getting beat up a lot, especially by lefties. Bryce Harper will be back tonight. Yeah, I'll pass on Musgrove. And then you got, it's D-Rod or BD. Either way, if I had to pick a punt, I'd go with BD or D-Rod down here against the D-backs because D-Rod's 48, BD's 51. I'm pretty sure it's BD. They've both been really bad, but at those price points at home and pitcher-friendly San Francisco, they can string together some innings for you against the D-backs. All right, so recapping your pitching. Up top, Sonny Gray's all by himself. All by himself. It's almost unfair to have a pitch on a slate this bad. And then in the 8 and 9K range, Bailey, May, Keller. 7K Vargas Pablo down below Beatty. That 7K range, you can really do some damage with. I like Vargas, Lopez, and May kind of the best in that middle tier. That Bailey Keller besides Weather, just those price tags are crazy in those matchups, but I could see the upside there. But if you really had to, you could do Sonny Gray, match it up with either May, Vargas, or Lopez, and just kind of take that foursome and mix and match for the slate. Looking at the bats on this one, catcher's position, you got Will Smith versus Eric Lauer at 54, and Tom Murphy versus J.A. Happ. Both great plays. Will Smith been crushing it, but Tom Murphy crushing it even more. He faces lefties, averaging over 13 in his last 10. A zero his last start, but then prior to that, 16, 37, 26, 30. The dude's got massive power versus left-handed pitching. Been mashing out there at $5,100. You got Gary Sanchez, who will face Tommy Malone at 48. That's always a good GPP look for you there. And other than that, like a Francisco Mejia versus Ginger Guard at 39 if you want to get weird. I don't hate it because Ginger Guard has shown some ability to get hit at times. So he's in play for you there. Buster Posey at 34. It's really weird. I was looking at a lot of StatCast numbers for the month of X stats, WOBA minus X, WOBA slug versus X slug, so on and so forth for the month of August. And Buster Posey on those platforms has been very, very unlucky. Like, he should be doing a lot better than he has. Now, does that mean he's a play? Probably not, but $3,400 versus Young, you could do worse. The Giants have a total they're waiting for, but lefty's 294, righty's 315 versus Alex Young, and they beat him up in Arizona the last time they faced him. Alex Young was almost a punt just because of the ballpark and how bad the slate is, but that might change as the day goes on. A few others to take a look at. Kyle Farmer's $3,200 versus Pablo Lopez. If you need to get weird, you can go to Kyle Farmer. And then, but pretty much, you just check lineups from there on out and see what pops up, because there's really nothing standing out at this point in time. First base, you got Belly Bonds versus Lauer. That's just fine. The Dodgers have a 4.54 team total. Lefties 339, righties 306 versus Lauer. So lefties fit Lauer very well. Bellinger and Muncy both up top are decent plays. We prefer them versus righties, obviously, but a good spot tonight in San Diego. If you want to be a GPP play, Eric Thames at 5K. You know, his last two starts, he's gone deep, 14 and 18, a 5 and a 10, so 10 or more in three of his last four. Definite upside, he's 5K, which is pricey, but you got Milwaukee, a team total just below 5, lefties 367, righties 293 versus Waino, and they got a ton of power versus right-handed pitching. Mark Connor's been crushing it, Matt Olson, both really good plays there versus Brad Keller in that matchup. Paul Goldschmidt, another one, guys like Posey's. Goldschmidt's had a pretty decent August, but his numbers show it should be much, much better. Gets Gio Gonzalez tonight. Goldie 14 and 16 in his last two. 8-8. He's just been consistently good. Good cash game. GPP upside, $4,500. The Cardinals have a 4.54 team total. Lefties 293. Righties 359. First Gio Gonzalez. So Goldschmidt at 45. Really good play at this point. Austin Nola is another one for the Seattle Mariners. Averaging over 10 points his last 10. He's $4,500. A lot of pop versus left-handed pitching. Interesting spot there. First base, second base, eligible for J.A. Happ. No one will own him. Farther down you go at the first base position. You could look at an Eric Hosmer at 39. Just nice and consistent there versus May. Don't hate that at all. And then other than that, you could look at Mike Ford versus Malone at 36. Probably not a much play, though. Chester Cuthbert's 3,100 versus Bailey. And Ryan O'Hearn is 25 versus Bailey. Those are sneaky nice. I'm a big Chester Cuthbert fan. We know that. When you look at Kansas City, they have a 4.2 team total. Lefties 295, righties 366 off Bailey. If you want to attack Homer Bailey, if the Royals are going to be this cheap, this is how you get Sonny Gray in your lineup. You look at Chester Cuthbert and his matchup at $3,100. But he's been a little quiet of late. But Ryan O'Hearn, $2,500, power hit lefty, 34 points on Sunday as he double donged in that game against Cleveland. Other than that, has done next to nothing since his call-up. With $2,500 is a get-out-of-jail-free card at the first base position. Second base, you got Keston Hira, 54 versus Waino. Really good look there. Ketel Marte versus Beattie, 52 is not bad at all. Like Moustakas at 5K. Moustakas really gotten it going late, averaging 12 over his last 10. Quiet series against Arizona, but prior to that, against St. Louis, 24, a 0, and then Washington, 41, 24. So big boy stuff coming on there. 5K, decent matchup versus Waino. Eduardo Escobar only 48 versus Beattie is very solid as well. Yeah, Whit Merrifield versus Bailey. Merrifield's been quiet. I'd rather play on Austin Nola at 45 versus J.A. Happ. Kiki Hernandez up to $4,200. Second base outfield eligible. hasn't done much. It was like 3, 14, 7, and a bunch of lackluster outings. He's 42 versus a lefty in Lauer. So people will flock to that on a slate like this. Cesar Hernandez at 38 versus Musgrove has some nice value for you. In that matchup, averaging 8 points over his last 10, 7, 13, 9, 9 in his last 4. Nice cash game play at 38 with some GPP upside. Josh Van Meter found Ding Dong City on Sunday for 25 DraftKings points. Rather quiet week or so prior to that, but $3,600 versus Pablo Lopez in the Miami bullpen does have some value up there at $3,600. Dietrich at 34, I'd rather have Van Meter. Kyle Farmer at 32, so you got some value down here as you'd hope at the position. Third base, Moustakas at 5K. We already talked about him being a really good play. Justin Turner, 48, has got appeal. Eduardo Escobar. You got Matt Chapman, $4,700 versus Brad Keller. Chapman averaging almost 12 in his last 10. Again, when it comes to Keller, lefty's 337, righty's 323. So Chapman at 47, not bad at all. Kyle Seager hits lefties just fine. He's 4,600 versus J.A. Happ. Seattle's got a team total of... we're waiting on that one. That's right. We're waiting on that team total. But lefty's 290, righty's 347 off Happ. Seager can hit Happ just fine. Few others like Hunter Dozier at only 44 versus Bailey has my attention in a big, big way. Dozier's been quiet as hell of late, 3-2 and 10 in his last 3, but could be a nice GPP look for you. Evan Longoria at 42 mashes lefties, someone to definitely keep an eye on at the lower price point. Colin Moran at 39, maybe, maybe not. Just depends on what you're feeling. And then other than that, there's not a ton at the third base position that really, really stands out. You could look at a Jake Lamb at 32 and a Chesler Cuthbert at 31 if you need to go super cheap, but that might just be a position you don't punt. You punt somewhere else, maybe not at third base. Shortstop, Gleyber Torres at 51 is very intriguing, but like Marcus Semien at 48 with the hot baddies swinging 11 points over his last 10, 0, 12, 7, 18, 14, 16, 5, 26, 0, 10, $4,800. Really good spot there. Paul Dedong at 44 versus Gio. And then Gene Segura is averaging almost 8 points over his last 10. He's $4,300. Really good value against Joe Musgrove in that matchup. Freddie Galvis at 41 could be intriguing as well if you're looking for some value. Nick Ahmed at 4K has got some upside for you in his matchup as well. And then you look at guys like Jose Iglesias at 35. You have Jose Peraza as well, as cheaper options at the shortstop position in some pretty decent matchups. Heading to the outfield, you got Christian Yelich versus Waino. Great play, of course. Mitchell Bellinger. Starling Marte, if you're not using Vargas, big Marte fan, averaging over 10 in his last 10, 7, 15, 6, 13, 2, 18, 0, 27, 5, 10. He's in every other guy, so he should be up for double digits tonight. I know, that's bad touting, just to let you know. It's pretty funny. But Marcelo Ozuna versus Gio. Ozuna crushes lefties, averaging over 11 in his last 10. 10, 12, 27, 20, 5, 13 in his last 6. I like him a lot tonight versus Gio Gonzalez. Bryce Harper will be back. There's a big O by his name on DraftKings right now. Hopefully that deters ownership, because versus Musgrove, that's a smash button spot. Philly team total of 5. Lefties 309, righties 320. But when you look at Musgrove on the year, tons of power coming from the left side of the plate. So Harper at 54. They've got that baby swag going on. Probably going to Ding Dong City tonight in his first game back after becoming a new proud papa. Mark Conn at 48, talked about him already. But C-Dick at 47, another good lefty versus Musgrove. C-Dick had a really good series in Miami. You got Aristis Aquino at 46 in a GPP. Sure, why not? Aaron Judge is heating up. He's $4,600, averaging over 10 in his last 10. 14, 14, 24, 10, 0, 14, 10, 14. So in 7 of his last 10 games, 10 or more points. He has 3 straight games with homers, 4 homers in his last 6. He's $4,600. They'll be the opener with Whistler, and then Tommy Malone comes into play. Lefty's 355, righty's 316 off Malone. Aaron Judge at 46, outstanding on tonight's slate. Mentioned Hunter Dozier, he's third base outfield eligible now. He's 4,400. AJ Pollock, a guy that's always hit lefties really well in his career. He's 44 versus Lauer. Pollock's super inconsistent, GPP only, but there is upside. Same with Austin Slater. Good GPP play, usually gets to start versus lefties. Has that power upside to have a big night. $4,400 versus Young. But again, this is pretty much a GPP slate with as bad as pitching is. It's really hard to lock down cash unless you go Gio and one of those guys I mentioned before and you feel comfortable. But a lot of GPP upside on this slate. Cash-wise, it's very, very dicey. But it's playable. Not saying it's not. Chris Taylor at 42 versus Lauer. Kiki Hernandez mentioned them already. Jorge Soler at only 4,100 versus Homer Bailey. Seems like a lock and load GPP play. Just the upside there. He went deep on Sunday, 16 points. couple quiet games in there. He's been on a massive tear, 36 Jimmy Jacks on the season. Jorge Soler at 41 does seem appealing. You have Cameron Maimon at 41. Lo Kane at 41. He's another guy that really stood out on the advanced stats metrics that he's been very, very, very unlucky so far this year. So I think a big last month or so could be there for him. He's 4K tonight. Brett Gardner, 4K, has got some appeal as well. Josh Naylor versus Dustin May at 39. And if you're looking for value, I don't completely hate that play. Josh Van Meter at 36. Talked about him already and his matchup. A few others. Trent Grisham's 35, hopefully leading off versus Waino. Melky Cabrera's had good numbers versus Vargas. He's 34. Harrison Bader at 34 versus Gio Gonzalez. So a couple guys like Crush Davis at 33, which has been so bad. Jake Fraley of Seattle is a very good play at 33 versus J.A. Happ. Tim Lopes of Seattle at 33 versus Happ. A couple other values you can peek at when you get down there. All right, recapping your pitching. Sonny Gray all by himself. 8-9K range. Bailey, May, Keller. 7K, Vargas, Lopez. Down below, Beatty. I'm trying to go Gray and then stick with that May, Vargas, Lopez realm if I can. When you're stacking it up, Seattle, sneaky nice versus J.A. Happ. Like that a little bit there. Obviously, the Yankees versus Tommy Malone is a great play. Like Philadelphia versus Musgrove, Milwaukee's in play. That Oakland-Kansas City game can be sneaky nice. St. Louis versus Gio is very nice as well. So if I have to pick just a few, Yankees in a great spot. I really like Philadelphia tonight. I think St. Louis is very, very well. Those will be my top three. But I'm going to be mixing and matching as the day goes on and news comes out, lineups come out. Looking at BVP, there's really not much. Melky Cabrera, 11 for 31, three doubles, a triple, two home runs versus Jason Vargas in his matchup. A few others to take a peek at here. There wasn't much when I glanced last night. Like Longo and Brandon Belt both have homers off Young. Seager 5 for 18 with 3 homers off J.A. Happ. Bellinger 5 for 13, 2 doubles and a homer off of Lauer. Jerko, Bellinger, Muncy, Taylor, Kiki have all homered off of Eric Lauer. Well, there you have it, folks. Quick hits in the books. Nice quick one on your Monday 7-game slate. Got a big weekend coming up. Big week of action. Get on the quantedge.com NFL package, $149.99. Promo code Bubba gets you the rest of MLB for free. Also, no golf this week, so always pressing taking a week off. We'll have our season recap next week, but want to take a little breather there. We'll have some Bench with Bubba's coming up. Bubba in the bat flip. Got a nice football one scheduled for Wednesday. Maybe one more throughout the week. Around the bases, we'll be back. Tons of other stuff coming up this week at fantasysportsdegens.com. So hope everybody has a great week. Give a rating and review on iTunes. We'd much appreciate it. But for now, this was MLB DFS Quick Hits. Your Monday, August 26th edition. I'm out.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.